We're out here on the BASF research farm in North Carolina. With me is Glenn Oliver. And Glenn, what's your job out here at the farm?
Okay, I'm the biology area manager for North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Part of my responsibility includes managing this research farm here in Holly Springs.
Well, tell me a little bit about this farm, the acreage and some of the plots that you got going here. What do you really do out on this farm?
Okay, we've been open since 86, I think it was. It was actually open prior to BASF opening their facility up at Research Triangle Park. This was their first step into North Carolina. We have 100 or so acres, about 85, that we actually use for research. When it was first started, we did micro plots, real small plots, and we've moved on now to larger type plots and even demo plots. We have a lot of tours. We give a lot of tours out here internally, externally, do a lot of global research out here.
And what are the variety of crops that you grow out here on the farm?
Well, according to my guy that works here under me, David Mann, he says we can grow anything from alfalfa to zucchini. And we do. We do a lot of vegetable crops, the typical row crops, cotton, soybeans, peanuts, corn. But all the vegetable crops we look with looking at insecticides and fungicides.
And you had some tree fruit
we
crops.
We actually do. We have apples and peaches. We're looking at mite control in apples, fungicide research in peaches.
So this seems to be a good climate then to grow such a variety of crops.
Really is. North Carolina's very diversified, so it allows us to grow pretty much anything.
Well, that's cool. And one of the things that you got going on right out here now is the Southern Weed Science Society's student competition, contest, right? So BASF is hosting that then?
Yes, this is an annual event. It's been going on since I think it's 1979, and it rotates. One year a university will host it. Next year a corporation will host it. We were lucky enough to be chosen for this year, and Mother Nature has smiled upon us. This has been great. The weather has been great. We have 15 teams from all the southern, southeast universities. Virginia Tech's even here. A lot of times they'll participate more in the northeast. But they're here. They've got a couple of teams. Good competition. Really good farmer or grower problems. We've had a nice day.
And what all is involved when you host something like that?
It starts in January, where we try to figure out the herbicide symptomology plots. We sit down with a group of people from marketing, from a tech service, from biology, go over grower problems. You try to get all that on paper, and then you start out in the spring and you start planting these things and hoping you'll hit upon a date that it'll be ready to go August, the first week in August. And we've had a trying time with all the rainfall we had early, but again, we were able to pull it off. We had four grower problems. We got it down to two. It seemed like the kids enjoyed it. They struggled, but that's what we wanted. We wanted to push them, see just how well they could handle it, and I think they did it well.
Well, it was very interesting, and we appreciate you showing us around here, the Southern media, getting a chance to see that. So thank you very much, Glenn.
We appreciate it.